Sefer Vikra begins detailing many obligations when it comes to Hakravas HaKarbanos. The first mission of Maseches Vachim tells us that there is a need for a Machshava Lishma. It's necessary to go it and to have the proper mindset when the Karban is offered. Sometimes you can have a Machshava HaPoselas, for example, a Machshava Spiegel. And the Mishnah tells us that sometimes you can have a Machshava which is Shalo Lishma or Shalo Lishem Bailin. Let's say, for example, that the Kohen during Avodah has in mind not this carbon, but rather another carbon. Or, for example, that there is a machshava shelo l'shem balim, not for this bala carbon, but rather for another. So in such an instance, then the Mishnah tells us that it depends. When it comes to general carbonos, that will not result in a psul. The carbon, in fact, will be kosher, but certainly lo ol balim l'shem chova will not register for the particular bal ha-karban, if it's a shini kodesh, a shini bailin. If you're dealing with, for example, a carbon pesach, a carbon chatos, so in such a case, then, based on psukim, the Gemara tells us that in such an instance, the carbon is nifso, even if it is not a machsheva spiegel, but even if it is a machsheva of shelo lishma, shini kodesh, or shini bailin. When it comes, for example, to carbon pesach, like the Gemara mentions in Zvachim and Zayin with Beis, this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Bo, va'amartem zevach pesach. It means shetei zvicha l'shem pesach. So if the shrita is done l'shem carbon acher, shini kodesh, in such a case the carbon is considered to be pasul, the sifri, right? In Dvarim quotes the pasuk of v'zavachta pesach ad shetei zvicha l'shem pesach. So two psukim, either v'amartem zevach pesach or zavachta pesach, but clearly that is considered to be necessary. So again, that's what the Mishnah presents in the very beginning of Maseches Vachim. The Brisker of Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos in Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Aleph, raises the following issue. If you have such a case, right, the machshava shelo lishma, what exactly is the problem in these instances? Is it considered to be that a machshava haposeles, for example, that the carbon is nifsel, the fact that there was a machshava shelo lishma, a person offers the korban pesach and the machshava is l'shem ola, is that considered to be hamachshava haposeles, comparable to pigul? Or should one assume perhaps that is not the case? It's not that it's a machshava haposeles, but rather as follows: it's necessary, right, both in chiyuvi, that the carbon be lishma, and in such a case, well, if a person will have, right, an improper machshava, therefore the avodah was not done lishma, and at times, then the avodah is considered to be that which is psula. To what extent do we assume that simply the carbon is possible because of the lack of lishma? To what extent do we assume, no, that is not the case, that the carbon is nifsal because it's considered to be a machshava haposeles? Just like when it comes to pigul, for example. Pigul clearly is a machshava haposeles. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to the din of lishma bekodshim. Or maybe one could argue that no, whereas pigul is machshava haposeles, lishma requires, in an active sense, that you have to infuse a certain status to the carbon itself, and therefore if that is not done, so therefore the carbon is considered to be either lo ola balon l'shem chov, or in the cases of pesach and chatas, that is considered to be a carbon that in fact is possible. So the Brisker Rav maintains as follows, that this halacha of a shini kodesh and shini bailim, the din of lishma and kodeshim, is comparable to the machsheves pigul, in the sense that it is considered to be a machshava haposeles, the carbon is nifsel al yaday a machshava shlo lishma, not simply because it lacked, right, the positive element of a machshava of lishma. And in fact, the Gemara comments in Zochim and Abbeis and Abbeis the following, that there is a concept of stoma lishma. Let's assume, for example, that the Kohen does not have, right, a machshava haposeles, but the Kohen is lacking the necessary machshava. There the Gemara is willing to assume the concept of stoma lishma. What exactly does that mean, stam lishma? The Brisker Rav explains the following. It doesn't mean stam lishma that even though the Kohen didn't do anything, it's ki'ilu. It's as though the carbon was infused with a measure of kedusha. No. The psul of lishma b'kadshim is a machshava haposeles. So therefore, if there is stam, if the Kohen does not have a machshava haposeles, the carbon is not nifsal. The concept of stam lishma is not that, that even if a person's mind is blank, that somehow you can infuse an active and appropriate lishma, but rather once you understand this halacha of lishma is ma'asheva posales, so therefore min hastam, that is considered to be sufficient. In other words, stam lishma means that the chefta shel korban does not require ma'asheva sabalin, and therefore as long as he didn't do anything to pasul the korban, there wasn't an inappropriate ma'asheva, so in such a case, perhaps then the korban is considered to be kosher because of stam lishma. Boshem shot this issue. To what extent the din lishma requires infusion of lishma in an active sense, or simply just the avoidance of a machshava haposeles? Perhaps this is rooted in the following machlokas rishonim as well. The Gemara in Zvachim and of Choptesim Adveis quotes the view of Rabbi Yanai that minayin lemechashev bekodshim shehulokem. That where do you see that there's an issa daraisa and malchus for mechashev bekodshim? The Gemara answers based on the pasuk of Lo Yechashen. Lo Yechashen. If you look in Rashi in the beginning of Zvachim, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and the Rashi is found as well in Menachos, Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rashi writes the following, that drasha of Minayin Lemechashev Bekodshim Shugulokev, based on Lo Yechashen, is not merely referring to a Machsheves Pigul, but Rashi writes that's referring to a Machsheva of Shalom Lishma. Boshem Shat, that sounds exactly as the Chiddush of Iskarav, and that is that the Machshava of Shalom Lishma is part of Lo Yechashev, namely, that is considered to be a Machshava HaPoseles, just as Pigul is considered to be a Machshava HaPoseles. This Boshem Shat is against the view, right, of the Ramban. The Ramban, in the Hosafos to Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvos Losos say, Lav Hei, and the Mitzvos Sheshavu HaRav, writes the following, that the Rambam did not enumerate this Isser of Lo Yechashev. And there the Ramban writes explicitly that the Isser Lo Yechashev is referring to a Machsheves Pigul, but it is not referring to a Machsheves Shalom Lishma. Boshem Shat, the Machlokes Rashi in the Ramban, is whether you can equate the Machsheves Pigul with the Shini Kodesh, with Shini Bailim, with the Machsheves Shalom Lishma. If one should assume that yes is Rashi, Boshem Shat, that indicates a Machsheva Poseles. One could argue that according to the Ramban, that is not true, that one proactively has to engage in Lishma. And Lishma is considered to be that which is needed. And therefore, if that is missing in such an instance, right, therefore, at times, the carbon is all the shinchova, at times the carbon is considered to be that which is possible, but not necessarily betoras a shinui comparable to that of Masheves Pigul. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Psalmei HaMukdashim, right, in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes the following. The Rambam begins by telling us this, that kol hamachashev machshava she'eno nechona bekodshim. If a person goes out and has an inappropriate machshava, the Rambam uses just the broadest term, machshava she'eno nechona. The Rambam writes, you violate the slosasei of lo yechashev. So the Rambam writes, machshava shlo nechona, that is the isra of lo yechashev. But then the Rambam writes in Lachabe is the following, mipi hashmul lamdu, shebichlal din zeh shelo lahafsid hakodshim b'machshava. The Rambam writes, what is this iser, right, of lo yechashev, that a person cannot go ahead lahafsid kodshim b'machshava. And the Rambam continues, after all, that's comparable to matil mum b'kodshim. It's comparable to a case of b'mum. B'mum means physically you've impaired, so too that can be done ayidei machshava as well. The Rambam writes, because it's an Isser Machshava, lo yechashev, and ein ha-machshava maisa. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, that there is no malchus in such a case. So the Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph and tells us that this applies to any machshava she'eno nechona. Good? The fact that the Rambam says machshava she'eno nechona, poshav shat, that sounds like Rashi, that included in this Isser is not only a machshava spigol, but the Rambam writes, any improper machshava. Any improper machshava sounds like that could be even Shini Kodesh or Shini Bailim as well. No? So offhand, the Rambam in Halacha Aleph sounds as Rashi Shita. This is not uniquely true when it comes to machshava spigul, but the Rambam writes, Kol hamachashev machshava sheinu nechona bekodshim. The difficulty though is the following. When you look at Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that what is this geder mipi Shmuel lamdu shalom lahavsid kodshim machshava? Well, if it's shalom lahavsid kodshim machshava, then the chora one would be inclined to limit the iser. No, to only in cases that would render the karban as being possible. That would mean, for example, it would apply to machsheves pingel, or it would apply to cases of a shini kodesh or a shini bailim only of pesach and chatos, because after all, in those cases, the karban becomes possible. In other karbanos, there the karban is kosher, but lo ol bailim l'shem chova. So again, somewhat in terms of the diuk in the Rambam, that difficulty. The Rambam Halacha Aleph is Machshava Sheinu Nechona, which seems to be a very broad application. And the Rambam Halacha Beis writes the following, because the Isser Shel Lahavsik Kachim Machshava, that seems to be something which is more limited. Perhaps one could suggest, however, the following Ha'ara. If you look in the Rambam elsewhere, the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, in the very beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam writes the following, that Shalosh Machshava Sein Sheposlin Es HaKarbanos. There are three different machshavos, literally, poslenes HaKarbanos, that can render the karban as being possible. The Rambam writes, they are Shini Hashem, Shini Makom, and Machsheves Hazman. The Rambam writes, what is an example of Shini Hashem? What is an example of that, of a Shini Kodesh? The Rambam writes, for example, a person will go ahead and do Shchita, Shelo Lishma, Kigon, Shehaya Ola, V'yachshav Shehu Shlamim. The Rambam writes, you bring a karban Ola, you have a machshav of shini kodesh l'shem shlamim, or else, for example, a person will do a shchita shelo l'shem ba'ala. In such a case, that is an example of shini Hashem. So just minei ubei, the Rambam's lashon seems to be somewhat difficult. No, the Rambam writes that shalosh machshavos hein sheposlines hakarbanos. Apparently, now you're waiting for the Rambam to give you an example of something that renders the karban as being absolutely possible. And the Rambam writes, for example, Shini Kodesh. Shini Kodesh is an Ola L'Shem Shlamim. That's an unusual case, no? Because Ola L'Shem Shlamim does not render the carbon as being possible. Ola L'Shem Shlamim is what the Mishnah says in the beginning of Zvachim, that the carbon certainly is kosher, but below Ola Balan L'Shem Chova. If the Rambam would have given you an example of a carbon chatas, where there was a machshava of a carbon shlamim, that you understand. So it's just interesting. The Rambam gives you an example of something which is lo ol l'shem chova, and the Rambam calls that poslin es hakarbanos. It's an interesting application. Apparently, you have to argue that the Rambam uses the term poslin es hakarbanos. The Rambam does not mean it in the strictest sense that the carbon is nifsal lagamre. You have to assume that poslin es hakarbanos means that which will impair, will affect the carbon. It will impair the carbon. Sometimes it means it's a psul gamre. Sometimes it can be lo ol l'shem chova. But lo ol l'shem chova also is considered to be a form of a psul. The kapara sakarban, right, is impaired. And therefore the Rambam writes that you can call this postman a sakarban, even though technically speaking the avoda will continue. But if you have a karban where lo ol l'shem chova, you have to bring another carbon in its place, that also is considered to be a form of a psul. That's what you see from that Rambam in that case as well. Maybe that's the answer to the previous Rambam. Good? After all, when the Rambam said in Yudches Aleph that the Isser is any machshava sheino nechona, that seems to indicate any machshava sheino nechona, no? Whether it's shini kodesh, shini balim, and then the Rambam writes Lacha Beis, because after all, the Geder Yisr is lahafsid kodshim. So again, lahafsid kodshim, doesn't that sound like a very limited case of machshava spingul, or pesach and chatos? So perhaps one could suggest the following, that just as in Perek Yud Gimel, when the Rambam used the term poslin es hakarbanos, it doesn't only mean a psul legamre, it means that which sacrifices the effect of the karban. The effect of the karban. It doesn't have the same impact. It requires you have to bring another karban. Perhaps that's what the Rambam would indicate here as well. When the Rambam uses the term shlova hafsid kodshim, it doesn't only mean a machshava haposeles legamre, but the fact that the karban will not fulfill its purpose and another karban must be brought, that also is considered to be included in the issur. So perhaps one could suggest, that was the finish of Asher Weiss maintained, that you can again, bozev limen alzev, what the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Gimel, right, in Psuli HaMukdashim, that can be utilized in Perek Yud Ches as well to understand the Rambam Shita. And perhaps the Rambam Shita is that kol hamachashev machshava sheino nechona, all of that is included right in the Sisra Yechashev, similar to the Shita of Rashi, that it applies not only to a psula gamre, pigul, but even to cases of shini kodesh or cases of shini bailim, even if the carbon is kosher, but it's eno ol l'shem chova. Perhaps a further indication is the following. The Rambam writes elsewhere, psula hamukdashim perek tezvav halacha gimel. There's an issur, as we mentioned. The Rambam writes that osur l'chashev b'kodshim machshava she'enu nechalma. Right, the person cannot have an inappropriate machshava, right, at that time. And let's say a person does. A person will go ahead and have an inappropriate machshava at the time, let's say, of the shechita. The Rambam writes the following, that chayiv lahashlim shar ha'avodos lishman. Nonetheless, right, the person has to continue doing the rest of the avodos properly. Just because you had a shini kodesh, for example, when it comes to shechita, does not mean that therefore what happens now on is irrelevant. The Rambam writes that chayiv lahashlim shar ha'avodos lishman. Why exactly is that true? Perhaps that also, to an extent, one could argue, right, is in light of that chiddush that the Brisker Rav mentions. If one would argue that the need for lishma is you have to infuse lishma in order for the carbon to be kosher, for the carbon to be ol l'shem chova, you have to infuse the machshava of lishma. So therefore, if a person did not do it at the time of shechita, and therefore the carbon is no longer lishma, is there anything gained by telling that person, good, you didn't do it b'shas shechita, but you must continue and have an appropriate machshava at the time of the Kabbalah, at the time of the Zrika? Why should that help? Right? The positive characteristic that this is a carbon which is labeled shlishma, that was already missed because the shechita was shlishma, and that will not be captured, that cannot be regained. But if you assume again, Rashi shita, like the Rambam shita, that, no, that this is a form of a machshava haposeles, an iser of lo yichashev. So therefore, perhaps one could argue, right, this point is the Rambam writes as well, that if there's an iser of machshava she'enu nechona b'kodshim, so therefore, the person violated the iser b'shas shechita, but the Rambam writes that, look, the carbon is still kosher. So you have to continue going ahead and engaging in that avodos. In such a case, if you'll do the Kabbalah or the Zrika, you'll do that shelo lishma. In such a case, that's a further iser of lo yichashev. If the purpose of the machshava is to create a certain positive status, and that can no longer be done because the shechita was shelo lishma, what is being gained by a positive machshava when it comes to shar avodos? But if you maintain, as the Brisker Rav writes, that no, it's comparable to pigul, true, the carbon is not nifsal gamre, but it's considered to be a psul, so therefore in such a case, you understand why the Rambam writes that that in fact is considered to be necessary as well. A further issue. The Gemara tells us in Zvachim and Avzayinu and Beis that Shini Kodesh, sometimes it can render the carbon as being possible. Chatos, Pesach. That's only true when you're dealing with the Dalet Avodas Hadam. That's what we deal with Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. After all, the Kaparas HaKarban is dependent on the Avodas Hadam. Those are the Dalet Avodas Hamati. So in such a case, you have a mashava haposeles. When? When is that true? It's the mashava that is necessary at those four intervals, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Dav Zayin, the following, that how do you know that there is no shinui kodesh haposeles b'shas haktara, same urim? What about beyond that? The Dalet Avodas Hadam was done appropriately. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, Halacha, and the Zrika. How do you know that a Machshava HaPoselos will not affect the carbon if it's Haktara Seimurim? So the Gemara answers with the following teretz. The Gemara in Zvachim doesn't quote a pasuk. The Gemara in Zvachim just says a Sfarab Shuta, that Kol Ikar HaHaktara in a Makebes. Which avodos affect the kaparas hakarban? The avodas adam, the shechita, the kabbalah, and the zrika. Let's assume all that was done, and all of a sudden the carbon became tameh, or all of a sudden the carbon was lost. Who can envision such a possibility? The haktar is not likuva. The avodas hadam, the avodas hamatir, that is was considered to be that which is critical. So the Gemara writes in Zvachim, so clearly, a machshav of shini kodesh will not render the carbon as being possible beyond the zrika, because kolikar haktar enam akeves. If you look, however, in the Sifri in Parshas Rei, I mentioned earlier, the Sifri raises this as a kasha. Minayin de machshava shal lishma eno poseles be'emurim. How do you know that that's true? So the Sifri quotes the pasuk. Mizavachta Pesach. What does it mean? Bishas zvicha. That it must be the Shem Pesach. But not bishas haktara. As long as it was nikva, as a carbon Pesach, at the time of the Avodah Saddam, that is considered to be sufficient. To some extent, this issue, whether it's a Sfar Pshuta, or whether it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that you can't have a Machshava HaPoseles at the time of Haktara, perhaps that could also, right, affect this issue. If you assume, for example, that what is wrong with the Shini Kodesh or Shini Bible, if the problem is that you have failed to infuse, right, the necessary Lishma, then one could argue the following. Then what the Bavli writes is absolutely true. No? If you're dealing with an avoda, where the avoda is not nikuva, kol ikar haktara inam akeves. You don't need the haktara. So obviously, the shini kodesh is not going to render the carbon as being pasul. Why is it that the Sifri requires a pasuk to tell us this is true? In other words, the Sifri maintains as a possibility that even though this avoda is not necessary, but if there is an inappropriate machshava, the karma will become pasul. What do you see from the Sifri? Pashav Shah clearly is the brisker of a sin. No, that it's a machshava haposeles. If it's a machshava haposeles, one could argue that even though you're right, it was not necessary, but one could envision that an inappropriate machshava, shini kodesh, is worse than nothing at all. So if you didn't have the haktara, I understand. But if the haktara was done bipsul, that can render the carbon as being possible. The fact that the Sifri requires a gzeres hakasuf means at least in Havamina, the Sifri is assuming it's not just a chisaron of lishma, but rather shelo lishma zemachshava haposeles, and therefore the possibility that that should apply even regarding a carbon and the element of a carbon where that aspect of avoda is only lechatchila, and again that it is not considered to be necessary b'diavad. A further issue. Right, so Sugya in Zvachim and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalid raises the following. And Daf Gimel, the Gemara is discussing Shini Kodesh, and Daf Dalid in Zvachim, the Gemara is discussing Shinui Bayim. The Gemara says the following: Hashochid es Achatas, a person who goes ahead and does the Shchit of Chatas, and he does so the Shem Chulin. What would the halacha be in such a case? He's supposed to do the Shem Chatas. If he does the Shem Shlamim, but that's a machshava haposeles. What happens if it's done the shem chulin? What happens in that particular case? Or the Gemara raises a similar issue on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph as mentioned when it comes to shini bayim. A person who does a particular avoda l'shem goy. So it's not that he had in mind instead of this bala karban, that bala karban, but rather again he had a machshava that was out of the pale. No, a machshava schulin. A machshav of shini bayim on the shem goy. What's the halach in such a case? A very interesting finish. The Gemara writes that in that case, the carbon is kosher. Hashochid es achatos l'shem chulin, the carbon is kosher. L'shem ola, then the carbon is considered to be possible. The Gemara says, what is the basis of this? The Gemara has the following svara, that mina machriba, shalom mina eno machriba. Its own type? Yeah, that can go ahead and render the carbon as being possible. If it's eno mina, it's like a min v'sheno mina, in such a case then, eno machriba. The same thing when it comes to a shinui bayim. It has to be mukhliyav kapara kamosa. If it's a shinui bayim, person A to person B, but both individuals, mukhliyav kapara kamosa, that's called shinui bayim. If it's the shem akum, in such a case, that's not considered to be a shinui. Now, this requirement, mina machriba, or the need of mechuyev kapara kamoso, Vashab Shah, that this halacha is well, right, can be understood, right, based on the hapara of the Rizkara, that shaloni shma zamach shava haposelas. If we assume that's not true, that the psul is the chisaron of lishma, the carbon must be lishma. And Pashim Shah, that's why the Kohen has to have the proper machshava, to infuse lishma. So in such a case, it's a great chiddush, that which the Gemara says, that if the machshava is l'shem chulin, or l'shem goy, so that doesn't affect the status of the carbon. If, however, you assume, no, that if things were neutral, that would be all right. That's the stam lishma. It's just that there's a machshava hachoseles, then you understand what the Gemara writes. We know that the Torah tells us if it's l'shem karban acher, that's a machshava poselis. We know if it's l'shem bal acher, shinim baylim, that can be a machshava poselis. But if it's something which is l'shem chulin or l'shem goy, mehecha teisi. How do you know that that is called a machshava poselis? Right? But if you require that there must be an appropriate machshava of lishma, so then l'shem chulin is not lishma. In such a case, why indeed should the karban be kosher in that particular case? In fact, the Mikdash David, right, raises in Simon Dal, those days, is the following issue, not found explicitly in the Gemara, that what would happen if a person is shochet es hachatos shelo l'shem chatos? Right, for whatever reason, that was his mindset. Not that he had a machshav of l'shem ola, l'shem shlamim, but rather shelo l'shem chatos. Then the Mikdash David writes a chiddush, that also would not be a machshava haposeles. After all, if you're dealing with the machshava haposeles, we know carbon acher is a machshava haposeles. That is okay, the kedushas carbon, but maybe anything short of that, like a case of the shem chulin or a case of the shem goy, not considered to be shini kodesh, shini bayim, in such a case, maybe in fact that would be kosher. But again, but all of those cases, right, seem to indicate this point. This also could explain, right, the following. The Gemara that suggested that we mentioned, Daf Beis, and let's assume, for example, the Kohen's mind is blank. The Gemara says we can assume a principle of stamalishma. Right. Why do we assume stamalishma? After all, we normally don't assume that when it comes to other cases that require lishma. We normally don't assume when it comes to a get, or when it comes to matzah, when it comes to Sefer Torah, stam lishma. But here the Gemara assumes when it comes to kadshim, that one would apply the principle of stam lishma. Why should there be a difference between these cases of kadshim as opposed to other cases b'chol Torah kula that require lishma? Well, again, if you assume this lumdus, now that there's no clear requirement of lishma other than shelo lishma zemachshava haposeles. No, you understand very well. When you're dealing with a carbon, for example, right, so the chalosa carbon is nikva. Let's assume, for example, a person is matish the carbon. He's matish the carbon as, let's say, a carbon chatos. He's matish it as a carbon ola, meaning it already has the status of a carbon ola, already has the status of a carbon shlamim. The hakdasha was the shem kach. What is halacha of lishma? That when you're doing the avodos, don't have an inappropriate machshava that is going to undermine that chalos, that designation, that minui. So in such a case, exactly as the Gemara writes, so if a person does not have the machshava of lishma, but fails to have a machshava shelo lishma, of course we assume stam lishma. The chet to shel carbon was already nikva, as a carbon chatas, as a carbon ola, as a carbon shlamim. So as long as you avoid a psul, that's considered to be sufficient. When it comes to other cases, that's not true. Right? When it comes to a get, where the ksiva has to be lishma, when it comes to matzah, where the siyasa matzah has to be lishma, you're going to argue stama lishma? Not necessarily at all. There, something is necessary in order to label it as, right, get, label it as matzah, label it as tzitzis, label it as milah, if milah requires lishma. And in such a case, you're not going to assume stam lishma in those instances. In kachim, precisely because shlo lishma is a machshava haposeles, so if there wasn't a machshava haposeles, then we can assume the case of stam lishma. The difficulty, Rabbi Shoyes pointed out, is the following, that the Gemara in Zvachim and Avbeiz and Avbeiz asks this kasha. The Gemara says, why is it when it comes to Kodshim that we assume Stam Lishma? And when it comes to Get, we don't assume Stam Lishma. There, it's necessary to have an absolute Machshava Lishma. And if anything is missing, we don't assume Min Hastam. What's the difference between those two cases? Based on this lamdus, again, the Gemara could have answered there's a marked difference. That Lishma, when it comes to Kodshim, is a Machshava Koselis. That's not true when it comes to Tzitzis, when it comes to Get. The Torah says a Get must be given Lishma. The answer is, really don't need Lishma, but Shalom Lishma is a Machshava HaKoselis. When it comes to Get, when it comes to Matzah, when it comes to those cases of Cheftish or Mitzvah, there Lishma is necessary to be Koveya, to designate that the Chepetz is exclusive with Yoshem Kach. There you require some Minui, some designation, Lishma. So therefore I would have told you that of course there's a difference. When it comes to Kodshim, where Shalishma is a Mashava Posala, Stam Lishma, but not when it comes to other cases. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the following, unless you'll read this into the Gemara's Teretz. But the Gemara says the following. The difference between them is this. When it comes to a Karba, Stam Karban is the Shchito Medes. Stam Karban is the Shchito Medes. Stam Isha, Lav L'Gerishon Medes. That's the Teretz the Gemara gives. That a Karban is a Medes L'Shchito. So that is what gives you the right to assume Stam L'Ishma. Mashenkin and Isha is not L'Gerishon Medes. In such a case, that is not true. According to this lumdus, unless you'll say that goof is the chiddush of the Gemara could have said a clear difference that lishma in kodshim and lishma in get is very different because shalom lishma is machshava haposeles, but in get because of vayin exiv lishma both in chiyuvi. Unless maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is alluding to, that the reason we assume that shalom lishma is machshava haposeles and no more is necessary in a positive sense is because Stam Karban is a Shchito Medes. The Karban is already nikfe as a Karban, and therefore the natural process is that the Avodah will continue. And you need something that's done in a detrimental fashion to undermine. Ashenki, when it comes to an Isha, that certainly is not true. Stam Isha is Lav L'Gerishon Medes. In such a case, then it is necessary to go in to have a positive Mashallah. If you look in the Kovet Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan, Sfan Chelek Beis and Simen Chav Beis, Rabbi Chanan quotes the following Kasha B'Shem Reb Chaim. Right, it was obvious from this Kasha and Tosas that Reb Chaim assumed that distinction and raised that this Kasha against Tosas. Tosas writes the following. What happens if a person is making tzitzis and the asiyas tzitzis requires lishma? And the person has a compound machshava. Two different machshavas. Haos tzitzis l'shem tzitzis, but also u'l'shem te'ima. That's the case of Tosas. Te'ima means as a nisayon, as testing. Number one, the person wants to be sovei the tzitzis, svia lishma. Number two, he's messing around. Now he wants to make sure, he wants to see that how this dye will adhere to this particular cloth. So part of it is a machshava lishma l'shem tzitzis, and part of it is l'shem te'ima. So Tosas writes the following chiddush that in such a case the tzitzis are psulim. It's possible. Tzitzis requires lishma. That is not called lishma. If it was a machshava kfula, right, a machshava l'shem mitzvah and l'shem davar achen. How do you know that that's true? So Tosas writes the following. Because hashochei karban lishma v'shelo lishma, karban is possible. If a person will have a compound machshava, when it comes to avoda, when it comes to shchita, for example, so if the detrimental machshava would render the carbon as being fossil, that will make it fossil even if it was accompanied by an appropriate machshava. So there, Tosas writes the following. Look, what is true of the Machshava regarding Kodeshim is also true regarding the Yishma when it comes to Tzitzis. So Reb Chaim pointed out that that link of Tosas is very difficult. If the lumdus of these types of Machshava, like a Machshavas Pigun, Hu Adinami, Shalom Nishma, Shini Kodesh and Shini Balam is a Machshava HaPoseles, well, of course you understand why the Gemara says, if you have an avoda lishma v'shelo lishma, the carbon is possible. If it's a machshava ha-poseles, the fact that it was also accompanied by an appropriate machshava, that doesn't matter. The machshava shelo lishma, like a machshava spingle, is a machshava ha-poseles. In which case, of course, that's going to render the carbon as being possible. But if you assume that when it comes to tzitzis, that's not true, it's not that shalom lishma is a machshava ha-poseles, it means that no, that these chutin have to be designated as l'shem tzitzis. So in such a case, maybe one could argue that if there's a compound machshava, right, that in fact would be fine. Now if you look, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah, just as an example, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, right, in Simen Samach, Mishnah Berurah writes, in Sif Katan Tes, that if a person will have a dual machshava in doing a mitzvah, he's yotzei. That's called mitzvah strichos kavana. A person will have, whatever, a twofold machshava. He's blowing shofar the shei mitzvah, but he also is blowing shofar to practice. Mishnah Berurah writes that if you have a compound machshava, that's sufficient even if you should assume that mitzvah strichos kavana. What is the basis, for example, of that which the Mishnah Berurah writes? Lechora, very simply the following. It's not that the lack of kavanah is a psul, right? In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you need the active, the appropriate kavanah. It's so strichos kavanah. So if a person had that kavanah, that I realize that by doing so I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, that's good enough. Even if the person also has a side interest as well, that side interest doesn't detract, it doesn't undermine. The person realized that by doing so he's fulfilling the Dvar Hashem. And what about the Gemara when it comes to Kodshim? That if the carbon is Lishma, the Shalom Lishma, it's no good? Pashim Shav there as well. That's because the Shalom Lishma is a Machshava HaPoseles. So the fact that part of it was appropriate, but if the inappropriate part creates a Psul, that is considered to be insufficient. So that's what the Reb Chaim raises at Tzarech Iyun against the Tosfos. It's so obvious. What is true of Kodshim is true of Tzitzis. See, if one had to ask you the following, you have on one extreme, right, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, halachin gavra, no? And then another extreme you have the machshav when it comes to Kodshim. And then you have lishma when it comes to mitzvahs. Is it so obvious, as Tosfos writes, that that's comparable to the case of shchitas Kodshim, where it's a psul? Maybe one argue that no, true, it's halachin cheftza. Right, it's not kavanah, it's halachin gavra. Nishma, it's halachin chefetz. It means you have to designate this is a chefetz shal mitzvah. No, but in such a case, there as well, it's not that it's considered to be a psul, but rather it's considered to be again that which is necessary in order to go ahead and to designate. And maybe if it's coupled by another machshava, it's more comparable to the case of mitzvah strichos kavana, in which case, as the Mishnah Berurah writes, as the Chazanish assumes, a dual kavana would not render it as being possible. But take a look. This is the chiddush that the Brisker of mentions, right, regarding this type of machshava. Right, machshava in terms of chefza when it comes to karban, and the other elements of machshava as well. Just today, of course, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I often mention, as you know, that Ramban in Parshas Bo that tells us the significance, right, of the pasuk of Hachodesh Hazalachem. Ramban writes the following Kiddush, that Hachodesh Hazalachem, right, entails Kiddush Hachodesh, details of Ibur Hashanah, but then the Ramban also writes that part of Hachodesh Hazalachem, Rishon Hulachem Nechadshe Hashanah, means the following, that part of this chiyuv is the necessity of seeing to it that Chodesh Nisan is Rishon Halachem L'Chadshei Hashanah, that you develop a calendar system where the focus is Chodesh Nisan. Why is that true? Ramban explains, because after all, this is part of our obligation of remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban's mashal, that just as when it comes to days of the week, The Torah does not give names, but rather a numeric system. Because if it's a numeric system, you'll ask me, based on what? What does it mean? The first, the second, the third, regarding what? The answer is, the focus is Shabbos. And therefore the week is divided into two halves, right? That which is ascribed to the preceding Shabbos, that which is hachana for the coming Shabbos, right? Many halachos the Gemara writes in the first parak of Shabbos. The case of Svila is an example. When is it considered to be a person putting himself in a situation of potential dechias yisurim? Where the Gemara makes that distinction. It depends where you are. The sugi in Arbei Pesachim, a person did not make Havdol on Motzei Shabbos. If Mavdo v'holei kol HaShabbos kulas, we assume Lalach, it means until that turning point, until Tuesday night, Wednesday, which is considered to be the shift in the week, the Achana for the Shabbos. In the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Ravi, we recite the Lechun and Anana, almost a form of a Kabbalah Shabbos, in the sense that the week is shifting as well, that now the focus is the coming Shabbos, as opposed to the preceding Shabbos. So the Ramban writes, in order to ensure that that structure would be maintained, the Torah does not have names of days of month, but rather a numeric system, all pointing to the focus of Shabbos. And the Ramban writes, and the same thing is true when it comes to the months of the year. The reason the Torah does not give any names, but rather a numeric system, is that the numbers have to point to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you'll say, the first month, the second, the third, based on what system, based on what starting point, the answer is Chodesh Nisan. The Ramban then is very troubled. If that's the case, how is it that all of a sudden we even find in Megillas Esther, for example, that names, right, are adopted? We use names for months. The Ramban writes, this should be a violation of Rishon Ulachem Lachadshei Hashana. How can that be? And even further, the Ramban posts the Rishami that tells us that Shemos Bavel Helu Mishon, that these were not even authentically Jewish names. These were Shemos Bavel that were incorporated. So why all of a sudden the switch in system, and why, if anything, is it Shemos Bavel that were chosen? So Ramban writes a magnificent chiddush based on the Machlokas Ben Zoma and the Chachamim, right? The Mishnah Daf Yud Beis and Brachos. Ben Zoma tells us Yimei Chayecha means Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Bayom Koy Mei Chayecha is Balayim. Lacham disagree, right? Lahavli Mos HaMashiach is the Ribui of the Pasuk. Good. What about according to Ben Zoma? Why is it that Ben Zoma is Dorish the Pasuk in that fashion? That Yimei Chayecha is Yamim, good, but Kol Yimei Chayecha is referring to Leila. So what about Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach? So if you didn't see the Gemara, you would have said the following. Of course Ben Zoma agrees Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach. But you know what the answer is? It's not necessary. You don't need a drush Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach. Well, how do you know Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach when it comes to any mitzvah, no? The Torah gives us an Isser, now of Nevela. Now, how do you know the Mos HaMashiach? The Rambam writes, isn't that one of the Ikari Emunah? That the mitzvos are perpetual? The mitzvos will endure forever? Oh, unless the Torah tells us something differently. When it comes to when you're Miklat, the Torah tells us, Ki Yarchev Hashem HaKachas Gulcha. Right now six, there will come a time nine. But barring such an explicit reference in the Chumash, of course we assume that the Havi Mos HaMashiach. But that's not what the Gemara writes. A very great Kiddush. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu telling us that no. The reason Ben Zom is not Dorish the Pasuk in that fashion is because the mitzvah will not apply. Limos HaMashiach. Why is that true? That's when Ben Zom explains. Because Yirmiyahu says the following. That you know what? The Lassi Labo. We're not going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula HaAsina. When you experience the ultimate Gula, you're going to have to look back at what occurred then. You'll be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the current experience. The Gemara gives you a mashal, right, of a person who was taking a trip, and a person had a certain esara, and a person was saved, so he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Yeshua. And then all of a sudden, later in the trip, the Gemara's mashal, he experiences an even greater nisayon, an even more dire esara. If he receives a hatzalah, he's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which he immediately experiences. He doesn't have to look back at the Yeshua Hashem from long ago. So too, at the time of the Gula Asinda, we will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. The Ramban writes, apparently you see, the mitzvah is not necessarily Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yetzias Mitzrayim as an example, as a model of Gula Hashem. So therefore, when we experience the ultimate Geula in such a case, that will be our model. Mahazkir Chasti Hashem, Geula Hashem. And that's exactly what Ben Zoma writes, that Lahavi the Mos HaMashiach, it will not be Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Gemara. Ramban then adds the following great Chiddush. Look, you experience an ultimate Geula That's it. Yitzias Mitzrayim will pay off. And what happens if you experience as Klal Yisrael did, right? Another Gula and another Golos, right? The Golos Bavel, and then there was an opportunity of Geuven by Yisheni to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. So that also has to be incorporated as well. If the whole purpose of Rishon Halachim L'Chodshei Hashanah is to incorporate Chasdei Hashem, Geulas Hashem into our Luach, so in such a case, when we experience a further setback in redemption, right, that has to be underscored as well, and that is why B'davka, Shemos Bavel, were incorporated into the calendar as a reminder of Golos Bavel and the Geula. Just as Ben Zoma says, in the extreme case, the Blessed Lavo, purely, right, those Nisim. Right now, that balance. That sometimes you find in the Megillah, for example, the dual Ashon, Chodesh Asiri, Chodesh Teves. Why is the dual reference necessary? Because Asiri is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Teves is Keneged, right, the Golos and Gula Bavel. So therefore again, this is what the Rabbanel discusses, the Ramban and so on. To what extent was this an inherent change, or was this more of a convention? The fact that we call the month a name as opposed to a number, did that really have major significance for halacha? Or was that simply an issue of convention? That how is it that we refer to the particular month? It's an interesting issue. Right? Whether anything really changed in that respect. In other words, when you have, for example, an Adar Sheni, good. So what exactly does that mean? Is that the real Adar? Or is it the Rishon Adar? Adar Sheni Adar? We discussed that earlier here in the Machlokas HaPoskim in that regard. But that revolves around this issue of what really changed with Shemos HaKadashim. Whether it was a substantive change or whether it was one that simply was a change in simply how we refer to it. But it didn't affect when a Kotlin would become a Gadol. It didn't affect when a person would have a yard site, for example. Right, whatever was true when they're using the numeric system is true when it comes to the system of names as well. That's the important chiddush that the Ramban has. The need to be mindful of Gulas Hashem, and that is part of the mitzvah of Rishon Halachim L'Chodshei Hashanah, the focus of Chodesh Nisan, and the reason that the name was used is in order to incorporate the experience of Gulas and Gulas Hashem as well. Okay.